fourth parak of Midas, fifth Mishnah, Mesiba Hoysa Oilo Mikeren Mizrachas Vayne. There was some tunnel that was going from the northeastern. So the eastern was towards the entrance of the base of Mikdash, and the north was on the northern side. And that would go, that tunnel would go from there to the Keren Tzvoinis Maravis, to the back of the base of Mikdash on the northern side. They would use this to climb up to the roof of the Toim. The Toim are these rooms which in the previous mission were called Yitzia. It's the same thing. He'd go up this tunnel, this path. In front of the Marav, his face would face the west. Holoch al kol pnei tzofim. He'd go, in other words, from the east, northeast to the northwest. So he's facing west, and he was going on the northern side. Atra magila mayav. So when he hits the west, he's finished with the northern side of the base of Mikdash. Magila mayav hafel pan ledarim. When he made it to the mayav, which is the end of the base of Mikdash, then he turned to the south, which were the rooms on the south, on the western side of the base of Mikdash. Holoch kol pnei mayav. He's going from north to south on the western side of the base of Mikdash. Atru magila darim. Till he got to the southern side, Gila Doram. He came to the southern side, so that's the end of the western side. Now he's going to go to the southern side of Beis Hamikdash. Hafach pan of the Mizrach. He faced to the east, which basically was on the western side of Beis Hamikdash. Now he's going from the west towards the east of the Beis Hamikdash on the southern side. And Oyim Halach B'Doram. Shemagila Pisro Shel Aliyah. He got to the entrance of the Aliyah. Aliyah is some second story room. Shepitcho shel aliyah pasuach adoyim. That had an entrance to the south. Shepitcho shel aliyah shnei klunsoy shel erev. In that area, there would be two beams of cedar wood. Shebema yoilin legaga shel aliyah. Some type of ladder that they used to get up to the rooftop. The Roshi Pispisin Mavdilin Baliyim and Koyishim and Koyish Hakadoshim. This was a room which was like a attic on top of the Beis Hamikdash, so they had to make some demarcation so whoever was going on the top should know when he's going into the area of the Koyish Kadoshim or stay away from the area of the Koyish Kadoshim. The Lulam are Yipsuchim Baliyim and Koyish Kadoshim. Shavem are you Shalshim and Umanim the Tavis. There were also certain chimneys, holes from this Aliyah. Towards the base, into the base of Kodesh Kodashim. Under normal conditions, they would not go into it. But if they had umanim, they had to fix it up, they would go in there and they put them in these boxes. Yeah. And they would let them down on, these would be on ropes. And they let them down with the ropes. Yeah. It was closed on three sides and open on the side of the wall that they were fixing. It was because the big Kedusha, they didn't want them to look around, but to the place they were fixing, obviously they had to see. Yeah, Kedusha lo yizunu einei mi beis kodesh kodashim, so that they shouldn't see the kodesh hakodashim.